Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy Friday.
Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, the 29th of May. So funny. Hey, I'm sorry. It's too loud, Alex. NASCAR. I couldn't hear what you were saying. I don't pay any attention to NASCAR. It's Alex's love, pride, and joy. He's a big NASCAR fan. All I care about is this guy, 24-year-old kid out of Georgia named Chase Elliott. Because he is a partner with Hooters. And as you know, Sarah, because I talk about it all the time, anytime there's a NASCAR race, I go, come on, number nine in that Chevy. Again, I know nothing about anything, but anytime Chase Elliott wins, which is never, we all get free wings from Hooters. I think they're like, let's pick a driver that never wins, but is like in the hunt.
He always gets a lot of top 10, so you get free fried pickles for top 10, right?
Right. we got free wings because he came in last night in Charlotte, Sarah.
Get you some, Sarah. You got a Hooters
you
in Round Rock.
Ever actually go pick those up?
We did once, remember?
Yes.
We did once. We got fried pickles. We drove to the Hooters in San Marcos, Sarah, just for the free fried pickles. And we had them and we left. I mean, we spent more money on gas and time going to get free fried pickles.
Well, there used to, as you know, a long time Hooters at just off of Riverside and Barton Springs. Isn't that where it was?
Yeah, right in the corner down.
Yeah. And it was honestly the filthiest and most repulsive Hooters I've ever walked into.
How do you really feel?
Disgusting.
No, sorry. It was really bad. Like
it was horrible.
Ugh.
But I still went there. I mean, it didn't stop me from eating there.
Yeah. You guys have driven to the one in San Marcos because you think the girls are hot there.
They're hotter. Drive,
yeah.
Yeah, they're hotter. Because Hooters is really, I mean, at least at that location, they lowered their standards. But the one, you know, obviously San Marcos is cute because they get all the girls from Texas State.
Right.
And then Round Rock, because we both live in South Austin. Round Rock is kind of a hike for us, but that is a really nice location.
Sarah, you even went with us to that Hooters in Round Rock, and it's remodeled, and you liked it, right? Silence.
No, I mean,
you enjoy
Hooters is a Hooters is a Hooters.
No, the one downtown, Sarah, that just recently closed was disgusting.
I've been in it. Yeah, they've got a new concept. I think it's just called Hoot.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it's not going to make it. It's less of a restaurant. It's more of a real actual restaurant. The girls are more
clothed. Well, why is it not going to make it? You told me that no one goes for the girls. You go for the food.
Well, I go for the baked wings. I'm not lying, man. With the Jamaican rub stuff and like baked. Oh, they're so good.
Did I say no one goes for the girls?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was a lie.
Yeah.
I don't know why
I thought.
Of course they go for the girl.
Yes, they do.
We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. It's Friday. We can't thank you enough for listening.
Last night in Late Night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
County officials here in Los Angeles just released guidelines for reopening our schools. Classrooms will be limited to 16 seats spaced 6 feet apart. And there are also new rules for bullies at school. From now on, all wet willies must be dry Daryls.
Need to send a perfect text. Ooh. Need to send a perfect text. Ooh. Need to send a perfect text. Ooh. Booker, Alex, I are gonna write it for you. Ooh. Booker, Alex, I are gonna write it for you. Booker, Alex, I are gonna write it for you. Tell us your problem, we'll give it a shot. The perfect text just why.
Hey, we know that coming coming up with the perfect text is difficult, especially when it's to a member of the opposite sex, mm-hmm. and that is why we're here to help, because three minds are always better than one. Mm-hmm. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Kurt.
Hey,
hi. Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Tell us the situation, and here we go. We're here to help.
Well, my girlfriend and I, we've been spending a lot of time together during this quarantine, and I just need to tell her that I need, like, a little bit of space. I don't want to like make her mad or have her think I'm not interested in her.
Right.
I like her a lot, but we saw each other so much during this quarantine. Like, we were each other's quarantine buddies.
A big question, because you said girl from the beginning, but now is it girlfriend or is it someone that you're dating?
I don't know. I'm starting to say girlfriend, but we haven't, like, officially said anything. But we spent a lot of time together. I don't know. She's more or less my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is what all girls do not want to hear, but it feels like a girlfriend when it really was just someone you're dating, but the quarantine made it feel like a wife almost.
Very good point. Listen, I'm going to defer this one to Sarah.
Seriously.
And then just kind of give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Oh, really?
To whether or not
good.
I agree. So please. So here's the situation quickly.
Whoa.
Kurt has been dating this girl, and he does like her. However, they saw each other a lot during quarantine. They were quarantine
yes.
buddies. He was bored, but now uh-huh. things are starting to get kind of normal, and he's like, this normal today wasn't the normal 2 months ago. So what do? I need a little bit of space. How does he present this to her?
But it's not breaking up, though, right? I mean, he just needs
no.
to, like,
he just needs
time.
Space.
Okay.
You don't want to break up with her, right, Kurt?
No, not at all. I actually really do like her a lot. I just, you know, I need, it's too much. Like, I can't keep up with what we've been doing.
Yeah, like, I get it. Like, when you were in quarantine, you saw each other, like, every single day. But now when life is coming back, you're like, I would prefer not to see each other every single day because I have other people to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're not, like, at the place where we're going to live together, and that's what it felt like.
Right.
Yeah, we need to back up a little bit.
I just feel like this is probably a big problem for a lot of people. Like, you maybe got, like, real serious really fast because of the circumstances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, how do we rein this back in? It's like
serious.
A summer love, but Ooh. It's a quarantine love.
You nailed it, dude.
Yes, girl. Right
okay.
on.
Okay.
Make sure you end it with a, it's not you, it's me. Girls love that. I'm kidding.
So much. All right. Will you do us a favor, Kurt? Will you open up the phone and construct a text?
Sure.
And we're going to kind of talk it through, and then we're going to have you read it back.
Okay.
And then when we all approve, you're going to hit send.
Okay. I'm ready.
Do you just say, I love our time in quarantine? As things get back to normal,
yeah, this is exactly where I was thinking.
Yeah.
As things get back to normal, our quality time might change a little bit.
Oh, boy. God, this sounds like a breakup.
But don't read into it. I still really like you.
No, don't read into it. I wouldn't put that. She's going to read into the line, don't read into it. So let me tell you what I'm thinking here before you start typing. Okay, so I'm thinking some of the effect of, hey, Becky.
With the good hair.
Dear Becky with the good hair.
That's always funny.
These last 2 months, I don't even know if that's her name, by the way. I just came up with it. These last 2 months have been unusual, to say the least. I'm looking forward to our time together in the new normal, but
that sounds like a breakup.
I want to set expectations.
Oh, jeez.
No.
That sounds awful.
I think it's, I loved our time in quarantine. I'm sure just like me, you're going to be busy and some of our quality time is going to change, but let's make sure to still make time for each other a couple nights a week.
Oh, a couple nights a week. Okay, that little caveat changed everything.
Okay. I know. Right. Trust in me. I got you.
Right, when you're done, I got to throw something in, Sarah.
Kurt, open up your text here because Sarah's on to something good, okay?
Okay, yeah, I've been typing.
I loved our quarantine time together.
Okay.
But like you, I am busy.
Oh, you're assuming she's busy.
Yeah,
but,
no joke. Okay.
And our quality time is going to change a bit.
Okay.
But let's make sure to make it a priority a couple times a week.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that.
That's basically saying, hey, I still want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
I still enjoy you, but I only want to see you a couple of days a week.
Yeah,
exactly. But making it out like, I can't wait to spend a couple of days a week with you.
Exactly.
And you make it look like she's busy
when
it's really you, and you're just trying to fit in her schedule.
You're respecting her time.
Good? Hey, Kurt, will you read back what you have right now? I think it's good.
Sure. I have her name.
I loved our quarantine time together. Like you, I'm busy and our quality time is going to change a bit, but let's be sure to make it a priority a couple nights a week.
Boom. Man.
Wait, like
done.
You, I'm busy? Or should it be like you, things are starting to get busier?
Ooh, I like that. Like you, things like are starting that. To get busier. Yeah. That's a nice little tweak there.
Yeah.
Like with you,
see?
Things are starting to get busier.
Like with you, things are starting to get busier. Got it.
And then take it from there. Read that again.
Like with you, things are starting to get busier and our quality time is going to change a bit. So let's be sure to make it a priority a couple nights a week.
Oh, that's good. We like that.
That's real good.
I was going to say you should put that on a card, but it's not called the perfect card. It's the perfect text.
Speaking of the perfect text, send.
All right, send it.
There you go,
send.
Man.
Nice.
That sounds good.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Today, he picked up his presidential Sharpie and signed an executive order that would limit legal protection for social media companies. This would be like if he declared war on Arby's because they said there were 550 calories in his curly fries.
Every once in a while, we come across something so exciting, we just have to share it with you. We call it TIL from the Reddit sub called Today I Learned.
I want to learn things.
Franco, what did you learn today?
So we've all been to Target, correct?
Yes.
Once or twice or 1,000 times in our lives?
Where yes. Sarah and obnoxious people from around the world say, Target.
Target. I love the Target.
It's like, reminds me of like an old mom saying that, just trying to be funny. Over the weekend, I had to pick up something curbside. I let them know where I was parked in front, where the little curbside area is, but they called me back from inside and said, hey, there's a line. We're trying to figure out which car yours is. I said, oh, it's the black sedan. I'm in front of the third red giant concrete ball in the front. You know what I'm talking about? Have you seen those giant red balls in the front of Target?
Yep.
So she comes and loads my stuff, and I got out to help her. I'm like, I'm not going to make her load it for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm capable of it. I appreciate her coming out. So I got out, and I popped the trunk, and then I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. I told her the wrong ball that I was at.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And then I was like, what's up with these red balls anyways? I've seen them forever.
I mean,
and they always put like, there was some trolls or some movie was out and they wrapped the balls with promotional items on it. Like a big billboard kind of thing on these giant 2-ton concrete balls in front of the entrances and exits of Target. And I asked her, I said, what's up with these things anyways? I'm just curious. I mean, they look
what's
cool.
What's up with the balls?
I was like, what's up with the red balls? Are they just decorations? And she's like, no, they're actually to prevent customers from accidentally driving through the inside of Target to protect customers at the entrances.
Yeah.
And I was like, really?
It's a little barricade.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Sarah, did you know that?
I did.
What?
But
how come
only...
I'm only learning this?
It's a fair question because I had to work through it in my head, but other stores will have just like poles.
Uh-huh.
Target happens to have big balls.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks cool. I literally, honest guys, for years thought it was decorations because when you look at the Target sign, in the middle of the Target sign is a giant red ball, and I thought they had them out. I'm like, oh my God, it's so creative. That's so modern, so artsy.
That's why they take advantage of it at baseball stadiums. If you notice, I'm not sure about Dallas, but in Houston, they have them, but they're painted to look like a giant baseball for the same purpose.
Well, anyways,
Well,
I feel dumb now, but at least I learned something new today.
I want to learn things. Today I learned.
So today, Alex Franco learned that the big balls, the big red balls there in front of Target are there to make sure that you don't ram your car into the store.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
County officials here in Los Angeles just released guidelines for reopening our schools. And there are a lot of them. They're going to have students walk single file in the hallways. There will be strict seating on buses, a staggered recreation time in the schoolyard. Basically, it sounds like a prison where you learn geometry.
What does it mean when you're with someone, maybe at a restaurant? Remember those?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they take their phone, set it on the table, but flip it upside down.
Yeah, that means they're hiding something.
No, it does not.
Oh, 100%.
Oh my gosh.
Why would you risk dirtying your screen and getting it wet or something? I mean, you're obviously hiding something, and you don't know how to turn off the notifications.
I think it looks a little shady. I mean, if it's so you're not distracted, put it in your purse.
Right.
Put it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have your phone out, why do you put it upside down.
I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because people like Alex Franco, who get notifications every 2 seconds mm-hmm. that are not important at all.
Yeah.
It's really obnoxious if you're trying to have a dinner and then every second his phone is like popping off
sure.
with different notifications. So
completely
I like,
understandable.
Can yeah. you please turn yeah. that over? Because I don't want to have to see all of those.
Okay, fine. Then why don't you put it in your pocket?
Or better yet, why don't you just turn it off if you know you're going to get notifications.
Boom.
Boom. And you're at a date, so you better be full attentive to your date.
What if you have to have your phone because you have young kids or your job is important and you also have to be there able to answer it if someone calls?
Okay, well then, oh, so you're only going to look at your phone if someone calls?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Yeah. What, if well, then, what if your wife's calling on the other line when you're on your date?
You better answer the phone.
That's true, too. Man, we're making some great points. Then the reason we bring this up is because Allison in Cedar Park is dealing with this issue right now. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
You actually went to a restaurant? Girl, I'm so jelly.
I know.
Yeah, we were actually really excited to get to go out and enjoy a night out outside the house. And it was just totally awkward halfway through it.
So tell us what happened. Take it from the top.
Well, okay. So I have a boyfriend. We've been seeing each other for a while. And he always puts his phone upside down, whether we're home, his house, it doesn't matter where we're at. It's always upside down. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think anything of it and really didn't think it was a big deal until we were out and the server was somebody I knew from college, like not a close friend, but somebody I knew. Mm-hmm. In the middle of dinner, my boyfriend gets up to take a phone call and she comes over and she's like, hey, I'm not trying to, you know, get in your business, but your man has like two phones and they're always upside down. And that's how I knew my man was cheating. And so you need to be looking out for this. So now I'm like crazy paranoid because she really had a guy who did this, who cheated on her.
Mm.
And like, I don't even know what to think now.
Well, first of all, with all due respect to my boy MD, who's got a work phone and a personal phone. So he carries two phones with him. And I am confident that the majority,
Who's MD?
Marlon.
Oh, they're talking about Michael Dell.
I was
oh,
like,
yeah, my homeboy Michael Dell.
I don't know. It's like, this is new to me.
Yes, I go kick it with
like-
Michael.
You mentioned MD, like we should all know who MD is.
Right.
Like I was like, Drew Brees, no?
No, I just said it because that's what people call. But same with like JR or AB. I mean, it's a nickname.
Yeah, but,
like with anybody, I need to break it down. It's not part of the conversation.
But you said two phones and important, so I immediately thought you knew Michael Dell.
Okay, so anyway, he's got a work phone and a personal phone.
Okay.
I think that is the case for most people who have two phones. However, I did know a guy one time.
Oh, boy.
Who had a phone for his wife and a phone for his girlfriend.
Dude.
Okay, y'all need to stop. Y'all are putting your own issues onto her. Like, I don't really think it's right for that server to warn her. I think those are exceptions to the rule. Booker, you're like, I knew a guy one time back in the day. It's not normal. That's not like how all guys are. They're not like rolling around with two phones. Because I'm sorry, y'all aren't that smart. That's way too complicated for you to keep the two phones separate.
Yeah, but you girls have each other's back all the time. So the server, I feel like she just was looking out for a girl.
Look at Sarah, man.
I know. I thought you'd be all about that.
If you're cheating, want to hide it from your husband, become BFF with Sarah
Osbourne. No joke. She'll never call it out.
She's always on the down low. So basically what I'm hearing, Sarah, is there is no reason to be alarmed by the fact that not only does he have two phones, but he also keeps them upside down on the table.
I mean, personally, no. I just don't think people, I mean, yes, I understand that people do cheat and they're that stupid, but I don't think putting your phone upside down is a red flag that he's cheating.
And how's he cheating in quarantine anyways?
I mean, seriously.
With his other phone?
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Wow, this is the best news I've heard in a long, long time. It looks like we are going to be able to attend sporting events.
What?
Less exciting for me to be able to attend sporting events than actually sporting events taking place. That's what I'm more excited about. Texas Pro Sports will soon be able to play with fans in the audience, but they will not be quite as packed as they once were. Mm-hmm. Starting next month, or I should say in a couple of days in June, Governor Greg Abbott says outdoor stadiums can host fans up to 25% than normal capacity. Originally, Abbott did not approve fans at any pro sporting events, but he said that after speaking with four doctors on his COVID-19 response team, they determined that allowing fans in an outdoor stadium setting can be done safely. In these large outdoor stadiums, spacing can be done in a way that is very consistent with the spacing that is already authorized for churches and for movie theaters, with the difference being that it's outdoors. Doctors have said that the transmission is more difficult outdoors, especially in the summer heat and the summer sun. As a result, he said, having talked to league officials, there are strategies that can be used that ensure safe distancing practices that should reduce and if not eliminate the spread of COVID-19 in stadiums where capacities are no more than 25%. I was talking to my buddy, our buddy, Chris Darius, the president of the Round Rock Express. He said, if we get to 25%, we'll have about 2,000 seats at Del Diamond. And his hope is that maybe they do something in July, maybe it's August. UT Athletics official says the governor's announcement shows promise for college football to resume in the fall with fans.
Nice.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Booker Alex and Sarah. Hallelujah.
So when you can't tour because of COVID, why not study law? Earlier this week, we mentioned that's exactly what Halsey is doing. She recently posted a picture of her on Instagram and a textbook called Constitutional Law and said, law is fun but hard. And then everyone's like, oh, dang, now she's going to be a lawyer. I mean, Kim Kardashian studying to take the bar exam as well. Well, sadly, guys, I mean, this is so messed up, but sadly, there are people on social media mocking Halsey for wanting to study law. People are posting comments like, why do all of a sudden all these celebrities want to become a lawyer and think they're going to become a lawyer and pass the bar exam? I'm like, dang, man, what's with all the hate? I mean, it's great you're doing something this productive during quarantine time, because I'm not studying law, that's for sure.
I think it's great if anybody wants to do it. I mean, who cares?
Exactly.
I mean, why are you going to crush people's dreams and aspirations? You know, I mean, if she set her goals to pass the bar exam, and look, I know personally how, well, not personally, I didn't try to take it, but I know some people that have, and I know how extremely difficult it is. So if she's able to do it, good for her.
I love this. So Halsey got into the game and she said, why the F is it a crime to educate myself beyond just wanting to pass the bar?
Yes.
I am following a law curriculum. I'm like, go, girl. Side note, I'm dying laughing because that same post on Instagram, on her left side, there's a Target lamp that I have. And the fact that Halsey has this lamp from Target, still, you're Halsey, you have all the money in the world. She keeps it real.
That's cool.
We finally have a date for Disney World. No one's excited?
Well, I ain't going to no theme park. I'll promise you that right now.
I mean, it just doesn't sound very magical
with
the conditions, you know?
I love the fact that businesses and places that were used to being open are opening up. So that's great news and promising, but don't expect to see me there.
Okay, so.
It's still a small world for Brad Booker.
Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando Resort in Florida have set concrete dates. Other places like Six Flags have only determined what guidelines will be enacted to make their parks safer. So here's the situation with Disney World in Orlando. It will open July 11th. The Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom parks are expected to open first on July 11th, with Epcot and Hollywood Studios following behind on July 15th. Meanwhile, Disney Springs in Florida, it's already been open since May 20th. So they're going to have a number of safety protocols. Guests will have to wear masks. They'll have to have their temperature taken. They'll use the magic wristbands to facilitate mobile food orders.
Oh.
They'll rely on cashless payments. And there will also be increased use of plexiglass barriers where close contact is necessary. I'm thinking, like, you won't be able to go up and, like, hug Mickey, because I feel like
if
Mickey's wearing a mask, you're still not going to be allowed to. As far as Disneyland in California, that is still closed indefinitely.
I don't know about Schlitterbahn, but I know Typhoon Texas opens today.
Yeah, I know water parks.
Does.
It's great they're opening, but it's just a bummer because, like, you know, Sarah brings up a good point about hugging Mickey as a kid, you know, and just kind of going up. I mean, yeah, sure, Mickey has giant gloves on, but you're not going to shake his hand. You know what I'm saying? It's just a weird time we live in, boys and girls.
It really is. Texas Pro Sports ready to play at 25% capacity. Halsey's being criticized for studying the bar exam. And finally, Disney World announced its plans to open beginning July 11th, while Universal Orlando will officially reopen on June the 5th. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7, and we're streaming online through your mobile device and smart speakers in the radio.com app. Download it right now.
Last Night in Late Night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
County officials here in Los Angeles just released guidelines for reopening our schools. Classrooms will be limited to 16 seats spaced 6 feet apart. And there are also new rules for bullies at school. From now on, all wet willies must be dry Daryls.
Y'all, it's Friday. And let's just lift our moods and head into the weekend on a happy note. So once again, we're bringing back You Laugh, You Lose. And the way this works is each one of us is going to go around the room telling a joke. If at any point any of us snicker, laugh, chuckle, make any sort of noise, we're out. The last person standing is going to win.
Not going to lie, this music has already put me in a good mood just hearing the, you know, without even talking.
That's it.
It's just fun.
I'm excited because I went with a theme.
Oh. You're not going down the COVID-19 road, Joe.
I sure hope not. You got a theme. And do you want to share what your theme is,
Sarah? Yeah.
Dad jokes.
Well, that's not
that's
a theme.
That's the point of the whole thing.
Sarah, really?
Oh, they're always dad jokes?
I mean, they're dumb, stupid jokes, corny, which is pretty much dad jokes.
Yeah. God. Sarah, a theme is like, I'm going to go with musicians. I mean, it's Friday.
All right.
I feel happy with this music. I'm not going to hate Sarah.
All right, Alex Franco, go ahead.
All right. Why don't oysters donate to charity?
Why?
Because they're shellfish.
Oh,
get it?
It's a good
one. Yeah.
Hey, Sarah, let's hear your
dad joke.
Oh, man.
Why did the coach go to the bank?
Why did the coach go to the bank?
To get his quarterback.
Get his quarterback.
Oh, man. I almost
laughed.
Dad
joke.
I almost laughed.
How do you get a squirrel to like you?
How?
Screwed it up.
Oh, damn.
Wait,
no, but I laughed. It just
does that count? Does that count,
yes.
Sarah?
No, he laughed.
Now you're out.
Man. I have so many.
I didn't even need a finish. I didn't even need a finish.
Oh my god!
All right, on to you, Sarah.
Oh,
wait.
Well, finish the joke. I want to hear it.
Well, it doesn't matter now.
He could reuse it at the end if he needs to.
You left Sarah, me hanging.
It's one in his hip pocket.
It's time for your
dad joke.
What did the ranch say when someone opened the refrigerator door?
What did the ranch?
Yeah, the ranch.
Say when someone opened the refrigerator drawer. I don't know.
Door.
Door.
Close the door, I'm dressing. Yeah. Yeah. The other got Alex to laugh, too.
That's I would have blocked. No,
that's an awesome. No,
I was thinking,
that is
I was thinking
amazing.
Hidden Valley, but that was okay. That no, I would have if I didn't lose this slot, I would have lost on that one for sure.
Did you hear the rumor about butter?
Uh-uh.
Well, I ain't gonna spread it.
Aw. Hey, a cheese factory exploded in France. Debris is everywhere.
That's great.
Dude. Oh man, yes. Sarah made me laugh twice.
That is a
Damn
great
joke.
One.
Oh man.
Why can't a nose be 12 inches long?
Why?
Because then it'd be a foot.
Oh.
Oh.
Nah. Hey, why do melons have weddings?
Because they can't elope?
Why do you always try
Bro!
To...
I mean,
Even
I pretty much
I
can
knew...
figure out most of your jokes.
Is that the answer?
Is this called You Laugh, You Lose, or is it try to ruin and figure out the other person's
well,
joke?
I can pretty much figure out most jokes.
Well, good for you.
Why did the math book look so sad?
Why?
Because of all of its problems.
Oh, hey, why is Peter Pan always flying? Figure it out, Booker.
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
I'll just sit here until you figure it out.
Because he doesn't have a car?
No.
Huh.
Because he never lands.
I don't get that.
I don't get
never
that
Neverland? Hello?
Oh!
That was weak.
That was cute.
What do you call cheese that isn't yours?
What?
Nacho cheese.
Oh, yeah. What do you call mac and cheese that gets all but in your face? Too close for comfort food.
Oh, my God.
These
gosh.
Are bad. Wait, you started right. off great,
no,
and you have
I just laughed at my joke, and you
fizzled.
Didn't even call
oh,
me
no,
out.
Oh, yeah, she did.
You're
oh, my God. God.
Yeah. Thank you for being honest,
Sarah. Yeah,
Sarah,
hey,
what about this?
Honesty.
Why did the scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field.
Oh, outstanding.
Standing in his field. That's
oh,
a pretty good
okay,
one.
That's good.
All right, that's pretty good. Alex, do you want to do one? Now that I won, do you want to share one of your favorites? Since you got knocked out so early on?
Yeah. Sarah. I like them all. What do sprinters eat before a race?
Fast food?
No, they fast.
Oh, they fast.
Get it? Like, yeah, they're fast. Yeah. They fast.
Alex. Yeah. Hey, Alex, I wrote that one down, too, and I thought it was so funny, but I didn't ruin it for you. I let you have the glory.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Look at you.
I like fast food better. Because what do they eat? But they
this
fast.
Is no fun
they're
if
not
you're
eating
break.
Anything.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That they fast. You could be like, they fast, they don't eat. And then like,
You said, what do they eat? And then you said they fast.
Hey.
But that's not really an answer because they're not really eating. Fasting means you don't eat.
Here we go, Booker.
No, the game is over, Sarah.
No, but I'm going to re-say the joke that Alex said.
I left the part out.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Here we go. Hey, Booker, what do sprinters eat before a race?
I don't know.
Nothing. They fast. That's how I would have delivered it.
Okay.
Mine was still funny or even wrong. Or more funny. What's the word?
I don't know. That always makes me happy.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy, bro.
Hey, by the way, how does a penguin build its house?
How?
With something with glue, right?
It glues it together.
Ah!
There you go. See?
Look at that.
You're catching on. We're going to play Can't Be Booker on the way. First, the Jonas Brothers. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Mix.
His current record is 1,412 wins with 122 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Ashley. Ashley lives in South Austin. Makes the commute to Round Rock, where she works in accounting. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Hi, guys.
Here we go. We're going to play Can't Be Booker. Sarah is going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished, I'll be back to answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, good luck.
All right, Ashley, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number 1. Adrian Grenier is living here in Austin. It's official if you watch his Instagram page. He starred as Vinny Chase in what HBO show produced by Mark Wahlberg?
I don't know.
Okay. Matt Lauer is apparently looking for work again. This is after he was fired from what morning news TV show?
I don't know. The View?
Okay. Mel B is 45 years old today. She is also known as what Spice Girl?
Sporty Spice?
Tobin Heath is 42 years old today. You know her. You might not think you know her, but you know her because she was part of what ladies sport team that won a big world thing last year?
Was it the soccer, the World Cup?
Okay. And finally, Adam Sandler has some comforting words for this year's graduates. All he did on his graduation night was hang out with his parents, too. Which of the following is not an Adam Sandler film? Blended, Uncut Gems, Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
I'm going to say Blended.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker! Hey!
Hi.
Go.
She got one right.
Mm. Just one?
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm ready.
One right.
Yeah, I heard. I'm sure she doesn't want to hear you say it again.
She doesn't want to be reminded. Oh, poor thing.
Here we go.
All right, question number 1. Adrian Grenier is in Austin. He lives here in Austin.
I believe it's Grenier.
It is Grenier? Oh, dang. Earlier, you said Grenier, and so I was taking your word for it because you didn't say Grenier, and I had always said Grenier, and then, but you always look it up, and I was like, okay, I'm going to say whatever Booker says.
What did I say?
You said Grenier. You didn't say Grenier because I've always said Grenier.
I believe it's Grenier.
I always thought it was Adrian
Grenier. I used to say Adrian Grenier, but that's clearly wrong. It's Grenier, I believe.
All right. Are you sure?
I'm going. That's my final answer.
I'm following your lead. Anyway, he starred as Vinny Chase in what show on HBO produced by Mark Wahlberg?
Entourage.
Yes. I don't think I like outed him because Debbie Mazar, who was part of that show as well, like on every Instagram picture he posted recently.
He posted about remodeling his home and tagged Austin, Texas.
He's tagging
on social media
all his locations, dude. Yeah. It's not like you're letting a cat out of hat.
He was just in Lockhart. No one goes to Lockhart unless they're living in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's not exactly
true.
That's
not true because it's barbecue capital of the world. That's the most touristy spot ever.
Not exactly true at all.
Word on the street is Matt Lauer is looking for work again, you know, after he was fired from what morning TV news show?
Yeah, because that $25 million a year that he was making is dwindling away fast.
Man.
The Today Show.
Yes. Mel B is 45 years old today.
Uh-huh.
She's also known as what Spice Girl?
Okay, hold on for a second. Mel B, she was the one that was on America's Got Talent. She is Scary Spice.
Yes, that is correct. Tobin Heath is 42 years old today.
Don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. She was part of what big lady sport team that won a big event last year?
Oh, yes. U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team.
Yes. Yeah. I liked her. She was like a beast. Finally, Adam Sandler has some comforting words for this year's graduates. All he did on his graduation night was hang out with his parents, too. And look at him now.
Look at him now. He's making horrible movies like Uncut Gems, which, okay, by the way, what a gigantic waste of 2 hours for me. I was so livid at the end of that movie. I was like, this is the worst ending ever. I was into the movie, even though I was anxious the whole time. I was like, okay, well, the ending is going to make it all worthwhile. And the ending did everything but make it worthwhile.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. I'm still angry about that. Thanks for bringing up Adam Sandler, Sarah. Go ahead. What's the question?
The following is not an Adam Sandler film.
Easy.
Blended, Uncut Gems, Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Well, Kevin James is Paul Blart Mall Cop. So that is my answer.
That is correct. Yeah. 5 out of 5.
All right. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for playing. Better luck next time.
Oh, man. Thanks. I'm Ashley from South Austin, and I can't beat Bucker.
Good try.
Hey, girl. Hey. We all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the way, we're going to talk to Jose. He is a high school choir director. How much money do you think he makes? Well, we're going to ask some questions, and then he's going to share his salary with us, Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. It's streaming in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Today, he picked up his presidential Sharpie and signed an executive order that would limit legal protection for social media companies. This would be like if he declared war on Arby's because they said there were 550 calories in his curly fries.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Y'all, it is time for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Melinda, a teacher from Kyle, makes $50,000 a year. On the phone with us now is Jose, who lives in North Austin. Good morning, Jose!
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi!
Good morning! Thank you for having me.
Jose, we appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. Jose is a school choir director.
Ooh, nice. So exciting!
Let's do this. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. So simple, all right? You ready?
We're ready.
60 seconds starts right now.
So, Jose, you say school. Is it middle school, grade school, or high school, or even college?
It is high school.
High school.
How many hours a week are you working on this job?
I'd say, oh, my gosh, like, my job description says 8 hours a day, but we work more than that. We probably, like, work 40 to 60 hours a week.
Dang.
Do you teach other classes, or is it only choir?
I do teach one music class, yes.
Hmm.
That's not choir,
confused. So it's like choir. How does it take up 8 hours of your day? Is there just like multiple different choirs within the school?
Yes. It's multiple different classes and multiple different choirs.
Oh. So it's not like extracurriculum like football and basketball and all that.
Right.
Like this is a full-time, okay.
Are you all like in state competitions and are you all like the best?
Yeah, we do all that stuff. We do all state, we do all region choir, everything. Mm.
Are you all the best?
I like to think so. I'm just saying. I do have the best kids. Mm-hmm. I will say I do have the best kids, yes.
Jose, favorite musical?
Oh, my gosh. That's hard. Right now, it has to be Mary Poppins.
Really?
Because it's the last one that I saw.
Favorite Mary Poppins song?
Step in Time.
Yes! Step in time, step in time, step in time, step in time.
Step in time, step in time, step in time, step in time. Never reach and never climb, step in time, step in time.
Jose from North Austin, the high school choir director. Text your guess right now to 51993. Alex is definitely going to grab one of your messages. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you again. Text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out coming up in 3 minutes when Jose shares his salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Jose from North Austin. Jose is a high school choir director. What else do we learn, Sarah?
We learned that he works like 40 to 60 hours a week. It ain't no 8-hour workday. He does teach one other class, but he has like multiple choirs, multiple classes. This is not just like choir meets once a week, you know, for an hour. And they do all the stink competitions, and his favorite musical is Mary Poppins, and he likes Step in Time, Step in Time.
Step in time, step in time, step in time, step in time. Never you reach and never you climb, step in time, step in time.
Jose, I feel like as much as we've done this, we haven't gotten any better asking questions. So what is the one question that you feel like we probably should have asked but didn't?
Actually, you ask a good question about the hours of the week, because people tend to think that we only work like a set amount of hours, but we work on the weekends sometimes. Actually, most weekends we do.
And do you get paid like time and a half or like overtime for that?
We get paid a set stipend, but I'm not going to lie to you, that isn't usually enough to cover that. But we do it for the love of the kids, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happens when you don't actually go into the classroom? Do you still make a full salary?
Yes. So we have to restructure our classes now, basically with everything going online, and we're having to make the kids sing virtually, which honestly is, you know, I'd rather sing live. With the kids, because that's kind of the point, you know, it's just not the same. You know, we've had to teach them music theory, which we do every day anyway. But right now it's a lot more individual, definitely.
All right, let's go around the room and guess how much Jose makes for a living. Alex, why don't you start?
Kate texted in saying that her mother retired as a middle school music teacher from the San Antonio Independent School District, and she was making around $69,000. So... I'm going with that. I'm going with $69,000.
Wow.
Well, Based upon Jose's reaction, I think you're a little off.
Well,
Sarah, go ahead.
I was going to go with $45,000.
Yeah, I was right there.
Really?
42.
Really?
So 69, 45, and 42.
Okay.
So here we are now. The time of the conversation. Jose, what is that magic number? How much are you making every year?
It is $54,700.
Whoa! That's good.
So we're right in the middle there.
So it was $54,000, yeah. And what was the extra? I feel like there was some $54,000 and change.
$700.
Nice.
That's really good.
Yeah.
How many years have you been doing this?
This is my fifth year, so that eventually goes up as you go from year to year, but that's where it is right now, yeah.
Yeah, how long will you have to be a teacher before you get to that $69,000 range? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So that person must have worked more than 30 years, because at this point I have to work about 30 years to get to that point.
Yeah, totally. I mean, she sounds like retired, and I don't know what the school district in San Antonio pays, but...
Jose, I've said this so many times, you know, I buy Powerball tickets strictly and solely just to support our education system.
Sure.
Thank you.
But if we're making all those millions of dollars off the Powerball, how come teachers aren't paid more?
I have no clue.
That is a question I don't think anybody has the answer to.
Seriously, man.
I have one more question. It's very important.
Please.
Yeah.
Who has more drama, theater kids or choir kids?
That's a really good question, and it's different from year to year. And sometimes band have more drama.
Oh, snap.
Like some years, yes. It's from class to class and from year to year. So I'd say that really it's a variable answer to that question, yeah. I would say, though, I would tell you this. I'm not biased because I'm not an orchestra director, but some of my really good friends are. The ones with the least drama are the orchestra kids.
Wonder why.
Yeah, they have the least drama. I don't know why. They just come in there, play their instruments really passionately, and they make beautiful music like we all do, and they leave.
That makes sense.
Some are more cello. Some like to fiddle around.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dang.
Hey, there you go. Well, thank you for teaching our children all about music.
Yes.
And thank you for sharing your salary. Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You don't have to use your name or tell us where you work, but would you call us right now? 512-643-5947. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.